Okay, today's Gemara is Erevin Daf Chav Ches. This is towards the beginning of the third parak, a parak Makal Ma'arvin, which the Gemara discusses based on the Mishnah. In the beginning of the first parak, what types of foods are you allowed to use for an Erev? Rashi says Erev Chatzeros and Erev Tchumin, the first Rashi in the parak, Makal Ma'arvin, except for with water and melech. And the Gemara says not only do you have to figure out what's called a food for Erev, also you have to figure out what's called a food for Kesef Meiser. If I are Poda, my Meiser Sheni, onto money, and then I bring up the money to Yerushalayim, and I have to buy food with that money in order to partake of Kedushas Maaser Sheni. So I'm allowed to buy all different types of foods, except with Mayim and Malach. The same rules are applied in the first Mishnah. So you have what exactly is rather used for Erev, what are you allowed to buy with Kesef Maaser. So that's what the Gemara here on Daf Chav Ches discusses different types of foods. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rav, on Amud Aleph, Ma'arvin Bipa'apuin, some types of vegetables, Ubachag Logogos, Ubugudgudonios, different types of edible fruits and vegetables, but not with chaziz. Chaziz, some type of animal fodder. Ube velo bekafnios, and not with the kafnios. Also, inferior dates that were not ripe in the whole way. So the Gemara picks up on amabes chav ches amabes. Really, you cannot use kafnios. Ube kafnios ein ma'arvin. You can't make an erev with these unripe dates. Vatanya, but didn't we learn in Abraisa? Kor nika bekesav meiser vein matami to masochlim. Kor, you could buy with kesav meiser. It is called food, but is not matame to masochlim. Why isn't it matame to masochlim? Even if you thought about eating it, Rashi says delav ochel hu. Right, it's not exactly ochel. The kafnios, these kafnios that we're talking about, these unripe dates, you can buy with kesav meiser, and they are matame to masochlim. Right, so the question is, why wouldn't you be able to use them as an eruv if they are considered food for meiser? Right, and we're assuming that the same definitions of food for eruv and for meiser apply. Rabbi Yehuda omer kar haru keis lechol dvar. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Kar is like eitz, ela shenika b'kesav meiser. But you could still buy with kesav meiser, which sounds exactly like the Tanakama. That is what the Gemara is going to ask a little bit later. What's the difference, the stira between, not the stira, but the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda seem to say the same thing. But what is kar? What is kar that's mentioned here that can be bought with kesav meiser? So many assume that kar is hearts of palm. Hearts of palm, that's exactly what's being referred to. So it's edible, but it's part of the eitz. What is the hearts of palm? It's the heart of the palm tree. In order to get the hearts of palm, one has to cut open the palm tree. It's the inside. We know palm trees have dates on top, but in order to get the hearts of the palm, you have to go into the, cut out the bark, and basically kill the tree to be able to get to the hearts of palm that is inside. So we're going to talk about a related topic, and that is the bracha on hearts of palm, and the bracha on this kor, according to Gemara here. Again, it talks about Erev and Meiser, we're talking about whether it's a food or not, but assuming it is a food, like the Gemara seems to say, what is its bracha? So there is a number, and then we'll see at this time, we'll do some other issues relating to Hilchos Brachos, Ha'etz, Hadama, and the like. So what's the evidence? What's the Shaila? Question is, it is part of the tree and it grows from the ground, so what are you going to say? So what are the choices? One might say a shahakol, that always works for certain products, but again, we'd rather be as specific as possible. That's what the poskim say. The more specific we are in our brachos, the greater praise it is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can't just rely on shahakol. Can't just rely on shahakol, right? That's what the Gemara says at the beginning of the sixth parak of Maseches Brachos, when the Gemara says that if you don't know what bracha to make on something, lamed hey amed aleph, what should you do? You should go to a chacham. Go to a chacham, says the Gemara. Us tana rabbanan asal olam lamed hey amed aleph asal olam sheyena min olam hazeh b'lo bracha. You can't get benefit without a bracha. V'chol anenim b'olam hazeh b'lo bracha ma'al. Right? If you got benefit, you violated me'ila. My takante, how do you fix the problem? Yelech etzel chacham. You should go to a chacham. Yelech etzel chacham. My avilei. V'avilei yisur. How's a chacham going to help you? You already did something wrong. You benefited without a bracha. So el amar rava, yelech etzel chacham me'ikara v'yelam denu brachos. Go originally to a chacham to learn hilchos brachos. Kedei shelo yavo lidei me'ila. So that you don't come to violate the isur of me'ila. And the mefarshim say, hi, what about shahakol? What about shahakol? No, we try not to rely on shahakol. You don't just rely on shahakol if you could praise Hashem with the more appropriate bracha. So that is the reason that we're trying to figure out. So what bracha might one make? So one maybe make a shahakol if you don't know. What else? What are the other choices? So the other choice is a Borei Pri Ha'etz, this is a tree, it's a palm tree, so Borei Pri Ha'etz, or Borei Pri Adama, which is the more inclusive, as we know. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, we know on dates you make a Ha'etz, one of the Shivas Aminim. What about the hearts of palm that come from the same tree? So the Gemara says, in, again, the sixth parak, that there are items, there is an example of a tree or a bush that have different products, and you make different brachos, even though it's from the same tree, right? Quote, the Gemara says, Tzlaf, Almine Nitzve, this is Lamed Vava Ben Aleph in brachos, Almine Nitzve Al Ha'alin Vala Tzmaros, Omer Beri Pri Adama. On these types of items of the Tzlaf, right, the Tzmaros, the bark and the alin, these other edible items, so one would make a hadama. The alev yonos, vala kafrisin, on the fruits, omer beri priyais. So you see the same item, physically, the same bush, you could have some of it, you're going to say ha'etz, some of it you say hadama. Why? Amar Nachmar Yitzchak, tzlaf nati adaiti, inshi adaiti deshusa. People planted tzlaf with das for whatever it sprouts. And that's why you're going to make a bracha on all these. And in the context of the Gemara there, we don't have to go into the other details. But again, you see the same item. So here, again, back to the question, right? You make ha'etz on the dates. What about the hearts of the palm? That's one Gemara. Another Gemara, just to remember, is the Gemara on Daf Mem in Maseches Brachos. What's the line between a ha'etz and ha'adama? So it's a little tricky. We just had a product, one tree, that you make hadama and ha'etz, depending on the product. The Gemara there seems to say it goes by the item. The Gemara says on the bottom line of Mem Amid Aleph, Heichi demavarchin and bari priya eitz. When do you say a bari priya eitz? Heicha dechi shaklas leila perei. That when you take the fruit, isa lagavza v'hadr mafik. Any item, any tree, where after you take the fruit, the tree stays and produces fruit the following year. So the tree, so to speak, hibernates and goes to sleep during the winter, and then it produces fruit and has another blossoming the following year. But it exists. It exists during the winter. But if where you take the fruit, so then the trunk and what's left of the tree does not stay alive and bring out fruit the next year, then that gets a hadama. So any item that dies during the winter, that disappears, that disintegrates, like potatoes and like carrots, there's nothing there in the winter. It's not like there's a tree that stays and just produces the following year. So potatoes, vegetables, that type, so then you make adama. An apple tree produces apples, it stays an apple tree, and then the following year it gets more apples. The next season it gets more apples. So that's a tree. That's the chilik between trees and bari pri eitz and bari pri adama. Right? And that is why, famously, a banana or a pineapple tree, those trees, they're trees. But you make adama on those. Why do you make adama on those? Because the tree gets totally dried out in the winter. It's ki'ilu, it dies. And therefore, it is in the category of borei pri ha'adama. So again, we get back to hearts of palm. So what do? Because you have a tree, you have a palm tree, and it's a tree. And that's why you make a ha'etz on the dates. So it's a borei pri ha'etz. And all of a sudden, what about the hearts of palm? Which is there anything that you could just like, is this like the tzlaf that could have different items on the same tree where you're going to say some adama and some ha'etz? Another piece of evidence, and that is the Rishonim discuss sugar cane. Sugar cane. What is the bracha of sugar cane? I have these sweet stalks that are growing. So what bracha would I make on sugar cane? The Ramban already here in the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed Vav discusses sugar cane. So first the Rambam. The Rambam has the machlokas. Three different opinions. In the Rambam, Perakhes, which is the lot of Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Hey, says the Rambam, Hakanim Hamisukanim, sweet stalks, Shesochten Osam, that you squeeze them, Umavashlin Meimehen, and you cook their liquid, Ache Yikpev Yidam Alamelach, and it looks like salt. Kal Agaonim Amru Shemavarchan Allah Bar Priyadama. All the Gaonim say you make a Bar Priyadama on that. Umiksas Amru, and some of them say, Borei Pri Ha'etz. Some of them say to say a Borei Pri Ha'etz. Right, so far, what's the difference between Borei Pri Ha'etz and what's the machlokas about? We'll see. V'chein amru sha'motzeitz osam kanim. If you suck on them, mavarei Borei Pri Adama. That's this other opinion. V'ani omer, says the Rambam, it's one of these other two opinions, she'ein zepri. Ve'in mavarchen alav ella shahakol. Says the Rambam, I think you make a shahakol. Lo yia dvash elu hakanim shenishtana al yidei ha'or gadol midvash tamarim shalonishtana mavarchen alav shahakol. Right, if you have the honey that comes from dates, you're going to make a shahakol. So this is like liquid that comes from no better than that, and therefore one would make a shahakol. One would make a shahakol. That's what the Rambam said. Look at the Kesef Mishnah. He discusses the middle opinion, or the third opinion. Well, first he has the middle opinion, but skip that. He says they make a shahakol. Vaniyom erchein zepri v'kivin shekena motzis kanim al elu einu mavarch el shahakol va'afilum hayinu modim shehu pri va'motzis osam hakanim mavarch bari priya eitz lefakot b'sukar hayotze mehem lo yavarch el shahakol. Even if you want to say, says the Kesef Mishnah, that sucking on them would get a ha'eitz, but the sukar that comes out of them after his process, that's going to get a shahakol. But what's the issue here? So the Ramban explains in Brachas Daf Lamed Vav, pri ha'etz. What is pri ha'etz? This is, like, dates are pri ha'etz, the product of the etz. But the hearts of palm, or sugar cane, maybe that could be looked at as the etz itself, not the pri of the etz. The question is, what does pri ha'etz mean? Does pri ha'etz mean product from the tree, or product of the tree? The nafkamid is, can tree be included? That's the shaila. V'ra'isi balachas gadolo, says the Ramban. It seems to have been a big discussion in the Gaonim, this bracha of sugarcane. The israbana da'amri sukar, the kinei de sukar, bori pri hadama, the lav mishun de sfirle de kanalav etsu, elahachi sfirle, apagav de etsu, kivan de lav pera kamafik, the lo ka'achlina pera ela etz, lo mismar lon bori pri hadama. So the Ramban, talk about this is another factor that maybe if it is eitz, you'd say a borei pri adama and not a borei pri ha'etz. That is the shailam, right? Again, the lumdus of this, if you look at the Shalmei Nissen, Rav Nissen Kaplan Sefer on Mislachas Brachas, so he talks about this Ramban in his Sefer in Simen Chaf, discussing how do you look at the bracha of pri ha'etz. Nechalgu rishon and begeder pri ha'etz linyan bracha linyan arla. And he talks about the Gaonim and the Rambam. Mavur desfir le Gaonim ha'elu. Delo mikri pri ha'etz alamashu betsuras pri hayotze min ha'etz veino gufo shalets. Aval gufo shalets afshu roi lachila lo mikri pri ha'etz ala pri ha'adama. U mikzas ha'gonim shikasva ha'rambam that you make bari pri ha'etz on sugar. Nira desfir le dekol ha'gadal ba'etz. Af she'in lo tzuras pri hayotze min ha'etz kiven sheroi lachila mikri pri ha'etz. And he quotes the Beis Yosef also has a discussion of vered. Vered, you make a bray pri ha'etz or bray pri adama on that edible. Okay, fine. So this is all background. So what bracha do you make on hearts of palm, this kor that's in our Gemara? So again, if it's in a salad cut up, so then you have to figure out exactly what the ikur of the salad is. If something else is the ikur of the salad, then you're just batel this hearts of palm will not get a bracha. But what if it's the ikur? What if it's the ikur? So if you look in Zos HaBracha, the Sefer Anilchos Brachas, he quotes three reasons, and we'll add a fourth, why, if you're not sure what to say, Shahak, Borei Pri Adam or Borei Pri Eitz, let's assume it's one of those, so then one would say a Borei Pri HaAdama. So number one, you could just say that if you ever have a suffix about a Borei Pri Adam and a Borei Pri Eitz, so then you always say the Borei Pri HaAdama, which is the more inclusive, right? That's what one would say if one had a choice. But he goes three other reasons. Three other reasons we'd rather not say the more inclusive bracha stam, unless, you know, if we could figure it out, right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes in the beginning of Simon Reish Beis, which is Birchas HaPeiros, Al Kol Peiros Ilan, the Shulchan Aruch says, Al Kol Peiros Ilan Mavarech B'Tchila Bar Priya Eitz, Chutz Mi'ayayin Shemarech Ala Bar Priya Gafen, Bein Chai Bein Mavushal, Bein Cho'asa Kantidin, Ve'chulu. Says the Bir Halacha, V'yav Agav Tegidula Min Ha'aretz, and even though they grow from the ground, you know, you could have said Adama, Lo Ratzu Lefata Be'birchas Pri Ha'aretz, Kishare Peiros Ha'aretz, with the Chachamim, we didn't want to suffice to say that bracha, mitok sheim chashuvim v'yoser, v'kavu bracha miyuchedes, lahazkir shivcho shomakom, shebara peros chashuvim ka'ela. Hashem created these chashuv fruit, and therefore, Chazal didn't want us just to rely on the Borei Pri Adama, which could cover everything. We'd rather be more specific in our praise of Hashem. So, what are the Svaris. What are the Svaris? So he quotes three ideas. Namo nir lamaisa deish levarichal palamito bore priyadama. Chada, number one. Mitam. Very creative reason. Shakasher chot chinoso meisadakel. When you harvest the hearts of palm, you have to kill the tree. It's the inside of the tree. Imkein yishlomar delagabe hakori nechshav lepri hadama mamish. Alpia klal, based on the Gemara that we just read before in Daf Mem, in Brachas, heichat chishaklas lepri leisi legaz vater mafik. If the tree doesn't last till the next season, you make a bari pri hadama, not a bari pri eitz. So here, it doesn't last. You're right. You're the one that's killing it. Hagam shalinyan apri shenosin ilan yesh ladunokates mamish to nosin lepri kamishanim it lasts. But regarding the hearts of palm, that it doesn't last after you harvested, so then maybe it is that klal applies. Number one. Number two, again, that's a chiddush because it doesn't die by itself. You're killing it. But okay. Number two, he quotes the Bahag, which the Bir Halacha quotes in Tzimin Reish Beis, relating to the sugar, right? We saw before. Why? Because it is machlokas rishonim. If you have something that is part of the eitz of a priha eitz, so maybe you still say hadama, because that's not the priha eitz. The tamarim are the priha eitz, and this is the priha hadama. So who are midvarav? The gam b'makom shu ikar netia kamo besukar. Even if sugar is the ikar part of what's being it planted for. Kiva de ochel is gufa geza. Number two, it is the eitz, it's not the priya eitz. And finally, even if you want to say that many trees and most, even if you want to say that many of these hearts of palm trees are planted dafka for the hearts of the palm, so maybe this is the ultimate status of this tree, but maybe you look at generally palm trees in the world. The most palm trees in the world are planted for dates, are planted for other reasons. Hadin nata daita dahachim is yachis lachlal hamin. He quotes this from the Evin Ozer. The ein mistaklim ala sada shegadol eit zeha prati. You don't look at the specific. V'yim kein kiman sheklal hamin adekel nata beikar avur hapri v'lo avur hakore lechore yiadino kedin hakore hamuvim shochanach de berchaso shahakol ach nire shegam im nomar shalchem achre klal hamin yi berchaso bari pri adama. It's still bari pri adama because you did adai to dahachi. The gamad isn't done. She note him kamiot mischarios gedolos. Shal degalim gam lekore nechshav hadavar nata adai to dahachi gam kain uvechein birchaso bari pri hadama. So that's what he says. He also talks about bamboo shoots and other related topics. So this is the issue of hearts upon. One other issue relating to bari pri eitz, bari pri adama, and shahakol. What happens if when one crushes up a fruit or a vegetable? So that is a major discussion. When do you say the original bracha? What if you have mashed potatoes? What if you have applesauce? What if, different item? And there might be difference between juices and soups. Again, a huge topic. Let's just mention the Rashi Prakim in this topic. So three sheet is really in the Rishon. If you look in the Trumas Hadeshen, he quotes based on a Rashi that he thinks if it's totally, totally crushed, even if it's nikar what it is, then you make a shakal. Probably a shahakol on mashed potatoes. You have a potato, you mash it up. If it's totally mushed up, the Truma Tzedeshin says in Simen Chavtes, Mashba, dihave merusakin harbe, mavarchan alein shahakol niyebidvaro, mishum delav bilmulsayhu kaimi. It's not in its original state. V'imkein kolshekein l'tavriga shel bechshilin, he quotes an example of something, sheini mokin lagamre, v'gamu ravin bisamim bidvash nafki mi milsayhu. So that's number one, that if it's totally crushed up, even if you can tell what it is, right, so it's just mushed, maybe a crushed banana, a crushed avocado, according to the Shita, you would say shahakol. But if you look at the Rambam has the other opinion. The Rambam says in Parakhes, the same parak we saw before, that even if it is crushed up, ki'isa, you would say a borei priya eitz, the original bracha. Says the Rambam, dvash tamarim mivarchan alam tchila shahakol. The dvash of the tamar, if you get out the honey. Avot marim, but not if you squeezed out the tamar, but if you take the tamarim themselves and you crush them. Tamarim shem miyachan biyado, vahotzi garinin shalahen, vaasayan kemo isa. You make it like flour, totally crushed up. Mivarchan alam b'tchila, borei priya eitz. Ulebasof achas mein shalosh. regular pre eitzim and al ha'etz afterwards. That's the Rambam sheet, the other extreme, that basically it always keeps its original bracha if you just crush it up and you didn't process it any more. The Rama quotes this, but then the Rama has another opinion. The Rama in Siman Reish Beis, Siv Zayin, has a middle opinion where he says, well, if it's a still nikar, the fruit that it is, maybe it has some bumps, maybe it's a little chunky, so then you would say the original bracha. But if it's totally processed, crushed, like processed applesauce, then you would say a shahakol. That's the Rama. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam that even if it's kamo isa, and the Mishnah Berurah says, b'di'evit, if that's what you say, you can always rely on that Rambam and it's okay. Because after all, also the Rama likes that shita. But the Rama does quote the middle opinion. The Rama says, yesh omen levarech aleim shahakol. V'tov lachosh lachadchila levarech shahakol. Avon labirich v'repre'es yatzak yichein nira ikr. Right, a little type of approach. If it's it has some type, and the Mr. Brook explains, the Mavarshim explain, shakal is when it's merusak v'nimach legamrei v'avad mehem tzurasam. So that is a big machlokas. You have to know exactly how to apply it. In that sefer Zos HaBracha in the back on page 250, it has the lumdis nishtana tzuraso. Is that a siman or a siba? Does that reflect that it's not longer a pre or this causes it not to have a shame pre anymore? The line of gemina might be if you reconstitute it, if you make potato flakes, if you have potatoes, you make them into potato flakes, then you make it back into mashed potatoes. So now it has its sura. So, you know, is it a siman or a siba? Might make a difference what bracha you would make on those also. Okay, a lot more here. Well, we just touched on one or two issues relating to this topic.